Good morning. It's the 7th of December. Our New Testament reading today is James chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. This particular section I'm going to read is part of his commentary on the Epistle of James. I read. It sometimes appears, when reading the Epistle of James, that there is a lack of continuity in the way the various strands of thought are presented. This, however, is a false impression, and careful consideration of the text will show that there is always a reason for the apparent changes of direction. The point is well illustrated by the first two verses of the epistle. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. The word greeting literally means, I wish you joy. However, James was only too well aware that there were many of those to whom he was writing that were experiencing persecution. They were in situations of adversity because of the oppression of the rich and powerful. So, in anticipation of the possible reaction of some of those who were afflicted in this way, James exhorts them to count it all joy, literally every kind of joy, when they fall into diverse temptations. It should be noted that the same Greek word is translated both trials and temptations. Context must be our guide, and in this instance, trials would appear to be the more appropriate word. As there were different kinds of trial, so also there were various kinds of joy to be found in them. Again, the word fall carries the significance of an unlooked-for event, not something they had brought upon themselves by their own foolishness, but a happening that could truly be looked upon as the providential hand of God. Of course, there is no joy to be found in suffering for its own sake. So James would have them know the blessing of God's chastening hand. Knowing this, he writes, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The joy is to be found not in the suffering, but in the knowledge of what God can accomplish through it. A faith that is never tried, that is never put to the test, is no faith at all. But by putting us to the proof, God desires to produce in us that patience, endurance or perseverance, that, if it is allowed to reach its intended end, will find us perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The sense of perfect and entire is illustrated by the use of the same Greek term to describe the lame man healed by Peter at the beautiful gate of the temple. By faith in the name of the Lord Jesus, he stood before them in perfect soundness, as we read in Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. Brother Dudley continues thinking about verses 4, 5 and 6 and says, it might appear that here again we have an interruption in the train of thought, but actually, there is a very close connection with what has gone before. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, doubting nothing, for he that doubteth is like the surge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. So, says James, if any of you lack the ability to apply your knowledge in this way, if you find this concept of joy in suffering difficult, easy to accept intellectually, but hard to make real in your experience, then you must ask God to help. Make it a matter of prayer, and if you ask in faith, God will respond. Once again, there is much exhortation for us in these difficult times in which we live. Thank you for listening.